Hi there and welcome to the Adventures with Jesus Today podcast. I'm Lisa Vandenberg and today we're going to be looking at what does wisdom really look like? I'm currently going through a wisdom challenge for the month of January and we're taking one of the proverbs each day and just listening to some teaching about it, and then something I'm doing is actually going through the proverb and making declarations for myself. And it has been fascinating. I've never studied the proverbs in such depth. And of course, one of the key concepts that comes through the Proverbs is that wisdom wants to do life with us, and that wisdom's a person that she calls to us and says, please come and listen to me. I have wisdom to give you. Just sit and come and listen. Value me more than the things that you can see for yourself. Value me more than the wisdom you can get from anywhere else, or the advice you can get, or the tips, or the tools, or that you can get from anywhere else, and come and value me. And I've always, I must admit, had a fascination with wisdom ever since I was a little child. So for me, this study and this challenge has been so eye-opening. So I asked myself, what does wisdom really look like? Because as I'm going through these daily studies of the word and then turning them into declarations for myself, of course, I come across Proverbs 3, which is my baptismal verse. Way 19 years ago when I became a Christian and didn't really know very much about the Bible at all, this was the verse that my pastor gave me as he was baptizing me. And so I've really sat and unpacked that, because I have a deep hunger in me to know how to take the theory of the word, you know, what we read or what we hear on a Sunday or when we listen to something, and then how to practically apply it in my life. Because that's where the rubber hits the road, right? We need to know how to take what we read when things look good and apply it when things don't look good or when we really need it. So I've been going on this fascinating journey and accepting this invitation that Jesus has been giving me of really digging into what wisdom looks like in my daily life. And so let's look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's basically made up of four pieces. And as I wrote it out of my board today, I was just struck again of how simple yet deeply profound it is, right? It basically says, let's rely on God, not on ourselves. Let's talk to him and he'll guide us, right? So the invitation from Jesus to you today is, hey, will you rely on me? Will you rely on who I am, on my greatness? Will you rely on what I'm thinking about you, what I'm doing for you, my strength, my comfort, the fact that I'm with you and walk with you? Will you rely on me and not on your own understanding, not on what you think of a situation? Will you talk to me about it? Come and talk to me. Don't just go off on your thoughts and do things according to what you understand, but come and talk to me and let me guide you. And because you do that, your paths will be straight. Your paths will be plain and smooth, right? Because you're doing things according to wisdom. So I've been going, okay, Lord, let's apply this to our daily lives. And just sitting, asking him it. Franz and I, we'd be talking about something, you know, a decision we need to make or something, and you go, all right, so this, okay, we can spend this much money on that, and it's got to look like this, and it'll probably take this long to do. And we were sitting talking through a problem the other day, or, you know, just a circumstance that we need to make a decision about. And so I laid out these three things that were the best practice in the situation, and what we could do, and what we could afford, and what the time looked like, and what our energy looked like. And suddenly the Holy Spirit just gave me this little nudge, and I call them Holy Spirit nudges because he just sort of like pops a thought into your head, right? That's different to what you're thinking. And so I've learned to stop when that happens and go, oh, what are you saying, Lord? And he said to me, all that you've talked about, all that you've reasoned about, all that you've laid out that are great practical guidelines for this decision you want to make, that's all awesome. But that's your understanding of the situation. And suddenly this light bulb went on for Franz and I was like, oh, that's what you mean when you say this is our own understanding about the situation. So we stopped and we said, Lord, so what's your wisdom? What do you have to say that's over and above these practical steps that we've outlined? And it became a game. It became an adventure to be able to go, oh, what do we get to unpack from you? You know, there's a verse that says it's the glory of the Lord to hide things and the glory of his children, of kings to search it out. That's us. So he's like, oh, Lord, what have you got in this situation? What is the greater wisdom, the greater way to do this? What are you thinking about it? What does your time frame look like? And it became this invitation to to listen to wisdom, like it says in Proverbs, to acknowledge that she's calling out and going, hey, I have a better way for you. I have higher thinking that you can consider. I have another way of doing this. In fact, I have many different ways of doing this that you could consider. Will you engage with me, right? So don't rely on yourself, but will you talk to me? Oh, Lord, what do you have? What are you thinking? What's your time scale? Who else is involved? What do we get to be healed from and walk through in this situation? And as we did that, we got these little ideas. We heard things in sermons or in songs, or people came and suggested things to us that were just, and of course, those are the ways that God talks to us, but we also got thoughts and ideas of our own as we acknowledged him, which just means, hey, Lord, I don't want to think about this only myself. I'm asking you to join in the conversation and inviting you to join in the conversation and give us wisdom. And it's been fascinating. I want to invite you on this journey, and Jesus is inviting you too, in every day, in all of the decisions during the day, just invite him. Go, Lord, I'm acknowledging you, and I don't want to rely only on what I understand and only what I can think about. Will you help me too? Wisdom, I give you, I honor you, I welcome you, I want to hear what you have to say. And it's the coolest thing, because you just get access to all the vaults of heaven and the thinking and the ways of God that will help you to walk something up better, right? And with more information. And so now I purposely each day am going, Lord, I don't want to rely only on my own understanding today. Holy Spirit, I give you full permission to nudge me, to let me know when I'm thinking something through only at my own level. And then I stop and I go, okay, what do you have to say about it? And we're going on this fascinating journey, and it's everything from little things like how to pack the lunchbox that I pack for us when we go to work in a way that's more efficient. He said to me the other day, Lisa, it stresses you to be putting the lunches together the morning that you go to work. Why don't you do it all before? All the night before. So now I purposely make time to set out our vitamins and our supplements, to make the lunch, to get everything prepared the night before. And Franz and I do it together, so it's an extra piece of time that we get to spend together and do things together, preparing healthy meals for ourselves, really thinking with intentionality about the next day. So instead of me getting stressed doing it in the morning, now Franz and I both get to do it at night, and everything's prepared. We spend time together and we do it wisely. We get to speak into our lives as we do. Lord, thank you that this food blesses our body. Thank you that these vitamins and supplements bless our body. So it's the coolest thing. So that's what I want to invite you on. Jesus is inviting you too onto this journey of being fascinated by the invitation to hear what God thinks, to invite wisdom into your everyday life, to not only be limited by the small amount that we know, regardless of how much education we have or how old we are or how experienced we are. It's still such a tiny fraction of all the wisdom that's available from heaven, right? So that is your invitation this week, is to invite wisdom, to go and read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and really let it sink deep into your heart of how much God loves you and wants to be on this journey with you. That there is access to vaults of wisdom in heaven that he wants to give you access to. And that he loves to do that so that every day of your life gets to be walked out with him in wisdom, and he can make your path straight and plain and guide you according to the wonderful plans he has for your life. So come along to awjtoday.com. Join us so that we can do this journey together. I'd love to see you over there. And today, Jesus is inviting you on an adventure to discover more of wisdom. Will you accept?